This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The son of a victim of the shooting at a Boulder grocery store is suing the company that created the weapon used in the attack. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
Suzanne Fountain was among the 10 people shot and killed nearly 2 years ago after a man opened fire at a King Soopers. Fountain's son, Nathaniel Goetz, is now suing gun maker Sturm, Ruger & Company, saying it used deceptive marketing practices by making a gun that's legally classified as a pistol. The complaint alleges the company made the pistol version to evade laws regulating rifles. The lawsuit alleges the gun company violated the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act. It was filed in Connecticut, where the manufacturing company is located. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are moving forward with resiliency standards for homes at risk of wildfires. A current bill would set up a wildfire resiliency code board to develop standards that builders in fire-prone areas would have to follow. Democratic State Senator Tony Exum was a firefighter in Colorado Springs for 35 years.
That gives firefighters a chance and more time to make a calculated risk on savable lives and savable property.
Opponents argue the idea infringes on the authority of local governments. COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to hover around 200 people. The last two winters, COVID-19 hospitalizations set up above 1,400, but a similar surge didn't happen this year. Meanwhile, hospitalizations for flu and RSV, which were high at the end of last year, have dropped and remain at low levels. This is CPR News.